like a channel if there's ice to, for people to run.
Yep, just put a big channel right out. I know.
So there's nothing to fear. It's all for a good cause.
Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
WGXC, 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, New York, 90.7 FM. Listener supported. It's radio for open ears, open heart, open hands, open mind. Thanks again to you for supporting the WGXC all through the years, and then I hope that you stay with us.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Green and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears Sunday, February 3rd at 8 a.m. on Bound by Books. Amelia Ortiz and Emily Tomides discuss the American Library Association's 2019 Youth Media Award, which announced January 28th. And they also discuss the Wings of Fire book series by 2T Sutherland. At 3 p.m., tune into a football special with songs and stories from Andy Griffith, George Carlin, David Lynch, Barmy Army, and others. And at 4 p.m. on the Lelele Tan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show on Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Vicky Legba speak with Rachel Shelley Pan, a clinical social worker and yoga instructor from Troy, about her book about soccer. 4 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM. Tony Fallon is in Acre with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. And Spike Brigham has a Steve Marriott tribute at 10 p.m. on the Bedazzled Baby Hour. WGXC and WGXC.org. This is Tom Robertson, WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about news from here. And the Freeze reports in the Albany Times Union that Albany County Correction Officers are getting body cameras from a grant from the State Attorney General's Office. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple says the grant for the 43 cameras has been in the works for 2 years. Last month, Albany County included in a federal lawsuit that alleges that guards from Albany County Apple says the sheriff's department will take asset forfeiture funds and buy 140 more cameras, corrections officers in the jail, as well as deputies out in the public, and EMTs and paramedics will all get body cameras. Quote, we'll be the first correctional facility in this area, quote, employing body-worn cameras. There are a couple county jails that are using them that are much smaller, so our rollout is a much heavier lift. But it's time, and my focus is on the jail. I'm anxious to get it in place. Total cost to taxpayers, $420,000. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Ariel Zangla reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Antonio Delgado will bring Hoosick Falls resident Michael Hickey as his guest to the State of the Union February 5th at the Capitol. Hickey lost his father due to polyfluorocarbon, or PFAS, substances that had contaminated the local water supply from industrial plants in Rensselaer County. Hickey has filed a federal class action lawsuit against St. Gobain Performance Plastics and Honeywell International, the two companies blamed for the contamination in the Hoosick Falls water system. Delgado was a founding member of the Congressional PFAS Task Force, co-sponsor of the PFAS Action Act, would designate all PFAS under the Superfund. Delgado was looking forward to the State of the Union speech. Quote, I hope to hear the desire to find some common ground, quote, he said to the president. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that the town of Athens may take over the Athens Community Center from the village. The village board may adopt a resolution saying that turning over the building to the town is in the best financial interest of village residents. Athens residents can comment on the proposal at a public hearing at 6:30 p.m. February 13th that may be held at the Athens Volunteer Fire Department. Hopefully there won't be too much opposition, Mayor Peter Alberti said. I would really like to make a resolution to pass and turn it over. The town wants to turn the bathroom on the first floor into an elevator, move town court to the first floor and the town office to the second floor. The village will also keep its offices in the building, and the community center gym will continue to be used most evenings. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Governor Andrew Cuomo warned New Yorkers February 1st that warmer temperatures forecast beginning February 4th may cause ice jam flooding. Quote, following a week of severe winter weather, temperatures are now expected to rise dramatically and create the potential for flooding, especially from ice jams. Quote, state agencies have already been in contact with local governments throughout the state to monitor flood-prone areas and assist with any problems that may arise. That said, it is also critical for residents to stay informed, monitor the weather, and take the necessary precautions to protect themselves, their families, and their homes. Unquote. Ice obstructions could cause flooding on small streams and rivers if temperatures warm this week above 40 degrees or higher. Rain showers and snow melt will add to the possibility of flooding. This has been Tom Rowe for the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about the news. Weather service in Albany today. Sunday should be partly sunny, high near 40, low around 31. Sunday should be mostly sunny, high near 40. Then showers are possible Monday, low around 35. Tuesday there's a slight chance of showers in the morning, partly sunny, high near 47, low around 30. Sunday for WGXC 90.7 Radio for Urban.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia, and I'm from Hudson High School.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Love, books we hate,
books we're reading, bookish things, all that good stuff. And today we're going to talk about the recently awarded books that won Youth Media Awards from the American Library Association. And I try, first up, we have the John Newbery Medal for the most outstanding contribution to children's literature. One is the Knife Diary by Vera Gurren Unbani. There's also an honor for the Book of Boys by Catherine Gilbert Murdoch. And then the winner was Mercy Suarez Chambers by Meg Bonino, who we read and talked about, not that book, but other books by Meg show.
Yeah.
She wrote, Yaki Delgado Wants to Kick Your Ass, which is a Battle of the Books book. And then I read Burn Baby Burn, which I really liked by her. So I'm excited to read that one. It's been on my list. And also The Night Diary I talked about in Bound by Books as well. And Vera Gurren Unbani is going to the book festival this year. So have a little her. And congrats to us. Well, we get to meet her. I'm watching my here. TV. Ooh, you know some man comes on to tell me how white my shirt should be. Or when it can be a man because he doesn't smoke the same cigarettes as me. I can't get no. Hey, you know I can't get no. Hey, I can't get no.
How she got her name by Juana. A Big Moon Cake for a Little Star by Grace Flynn. The Rough Patch by Brian Lies. Release, maybe? I think so. I don't know. Thank You, Omu by Odi Mora. And the winner was Hello Lighthouse by Sophie Buckle.
Yeah. And I've read all of these. Books, and they're all fabulous. I was very excited by this list. I'm sure there could have been others in there too that I've been equally excited by. But I know in this list, actually, The Rough Patch by Brian Lees, but I'm not sure. he's actually coming to the press this year. And he had another book out there. It was really sweet, but
I loved all of these Caldecott winning tributes. So I'm not surprised that they were honored. The next category of awards is the Coretta Scott King Book Award, recognizing African American authors and illustrators with outstanding books for children and adults. I don't know if she's coming to the Book Fest this year. I hope she is. She's a frequent participant in the Book Fest and lives in the Hudson Valley, so congrats to Lisa. And the author winner was Claire Hartfield for A Few Red Drops, the Chicago Race Riot of 1919, which I haven't read, so I look forward to reading
it. It sounds historical. Yeah. I like
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know if it's a nonfiction or a historic fiction. Oh. I assume it's a nonfiction title, but I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it sounds like a nonfiction title.
I know it's definitely based on history, but I don't know if it's a fictional narrative around history.
Yeah,
we'll see. And then they also give out awards for illustrators. So the honors for that category were R. Gregory Christie for Memphis, Martin and the Mountaintop by Alistair Duncan, Frank Morrison for Let the Children March by Monica Clark Robinson, Laura Freeman for Hidden Figures by Margot Lee Shetterly, and the winner was Ekwa Holmes for The Stuff of Stars by Marilyn Jane Bauer, which is a beautiful book. They're all beautiful. And then the other Coretta Scott King Award that I'll mention is the John Steptoe New Talent Award, and they give one award to an author and one to an illustrator. And the author winner is Tiffany D. Jackson for Monday's Not Coming, and the illustrator winner also won a Caldecott honor, is Oja Mora for Thank You, Omo. That's not very beautiful. And we'll stick to the Michael L. Prince Award for Excellence in Literature Written for Young Adults.
And three honors for this one. Claudia by Mary McCoy, A Heart and a Body in the World by Deb Paletti, Damsel by Alana K. Arnold, and the winner was The Poet X by Elizabeth Acevedo. I almost said that with avocado. I would have, oh my gosh.
That's delicious.
That's not her last name.
Acevedo, yeah.
Elizabeth Acevedo.
That book actually is in other categories as well. Several honors this year. And it's supposed to be great. It's been on my reading list for a long time, and I keep putting it off. So now I have to dive in and read it now that it's won the big Michael L. Prince Award, which is like the big teen book award for adult literature. And the other ones I've heard of, but I've never read. I've heard great things about A Heart in the Body of the World by Deb Paletti from people who have read it. The other two, I haven't talked with people that have read it, but I've read good reviews. We have the Schneider Family Book Award for books that embody an artistic expression of the disability experience. The picture honor, so they have categories for picture book, middle grade, and teen.
Oh, I see.
And the picture book honor was The Remember Balloon by Jesse Oliveros with illustrations by Dana Wolf. And the picture book winner was Rescue and Jessica, A Life-Changing Friendship by Jessica Kemsky and Patrick Downs. It's the true story of Jessica Kemsky, who was in the Boston Marathon when there was the bombing, and it's about her recovery after and her relationship with her dad. For the middle grade honor, there's The Collectors by Jacqueline West, and the middle grade winner is The Truth as Told by Mason Butler by Leslie Connor. And then the teen honor was Don't Call Me Crazy, 33 Voices Start a Conversation About Mental Health, edited by Kelly Jensen. And the winner is Anger is a Gift by Mark Shapiro.
And this next thing is the Alex Awards for the 10 Best Adult Books That Appeal to Teen Audiences. Oh, and these are all awards. I don't think these have any honor lists. So
yeah, they just pick. I mean, they're 10 winners, basically.
Okay,
it's
so these 10 books won the award. The Black God's Drums by P. Jelly Clark. The Book of Essie by Megan McLean Weir. Circa?
Not Circe.
Circe, okay. I love Greek mythology. I should have known that. Circe by Madeline Miller. Educated by Tara Westover. The Girl Who Smiled, Beads by Clementine Lamaria and Elizabeth Whale, Green by Sam Graham Felsen, Home After Dark by David Small, How Long Till Black Future Month by N.K. Jemisin, Lawn Boy by Jonathan Emerson, Spinning Silver by Naomi Novik.
This category is fun for me because I sometimes read adult fiction, even though I have a youth radio show. I like to read adult fiction as well. And it's always interesting reading it and deciding if it's appropriate to talk about on the show. And actually, one that I did talk about on the show was Educated by Tara Westover, which made the list, which is a really wonderful memoir. I highly suggest for teens and adults.
There's a weird, like, very wobbly, very blurry line between, like, teen and adult fiction. I mean, a lot of Sam Miller's books are kind of appeal to both adults and teens. Mm-hmm. And I have to think a lot about what those are appropriate to talk about on the radio.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like there's sometimes books that are teen books that if they were adult books, I'd be hesitant to suggest to you. But as a teen book, I'm fine suggesting it to a teen.
I think Sam Miller said himself on that his second book, which is on Rockford City, mm-hmm. had like more questionable material in it than his adult reading book, which is The Art of Starving. I think
Oh, that's your book. The Art of Starving is the teen book.
The Art of Starving is the teen book? Okay, that makes sense.
But I agree with that.
You said it in one way, instead of a word.
Yeah. And I've heard of some, I haven't heard of all of these, but Circe or certainly received a lot of attention for How Long Till Black Future Month and for Jensen Green is a book of short stories, and she's a really popular adult fantasy author. And then Spinning Silver by Naomi Novik. I think it's the second book in the series, but it might be a standalone. But she does fantasy books as well, which might be up your alley. Quickly, a couple other awards. We have the Children's Literature Legacy Award, which honors an author, illustrator, and books that are from the United States and the book.
Either didn't read it or I wasn't there.
One of those options. And then every year there's a Mayhill Arbuthnot Honor Lecture Award, which recognizes an author, critic, librarian, historian, or teacher of children's literature who then presents a lecture at a winning host site. And this year's winner is Neil Gaiman, who is also a somewhat local author. He lives in the Hudson Valley at least part of the time, although he's all over the world doing his various gigs. But he's an amazing author and should be an interesting talk. And I'll do the next award too because it's one that I really like. The Mildred L. Batchelder Award for an outstanding children's book originally published in a language other than English in a country other than the United States and subsequently translated into English for publication in the United States.
That description!
So it's a funny description, but I find that translated works are often very interesting, so I like this category. And there are several honors. One is Run for Your Life by Silvana Gandolfi. There's also an honor for My Beijing, Four Stories of Everyday Wonder by Mi Jun. Edison, The Mystery of the Missing Mouse Treasure by Corbin Kuhlman. Jerome by Heart by Thomas Scotto, illustrated by Olivier Halleck. And the winner was The Fox on the Swing by Evelina Dossin, illustrated by Ultra Udelat. The next category is actually really up my alley too, but I'll let you take this one.
The Odyssey Award for Best Audiobook Produced for Children and or Young Adults, available in English in the United States. The four honors were Du Ist Tag by Carson Ellis. I think that's how you say that. Esquivel, Space Age Sound Artist by Susan Wood. The Parker Inheritance by Varian Johnson. The Poet X by Elizabeth Acevedo. And the winner was Sadie by Courtney Summers.
I find this category interesting because two of the books that received honors are picture books, so they're presumably very short audiobooks.
That's interesting.
But I'm curious to hear Du Ist Tag because it's a book that is all told in the native language. So Du Ist Tag. one of the things that they say in the book. It's a really wonderful book.
Okay. It wasn't just another language I was butchering.
No, it's a made-up language. But it's really, it's an interesting book, and I'm curious to hear it on audio. But also Sadie and the poet X and the Parker and her have all been on my read list, and Sadie and the poet X have to be on at the moment for the audio. So, the next category is the Cura Beltre Awards, honoring Latino writers and illustrators whose children's books best portray, affirm, and celebrate the Latino cultural experience. And they're named after Cura Beltre, who is a storyteller and librarian, who actually just wrote a really cool picture of that. And they give author and illustrator awards. So for the author awards, the honor was for David Fowles for They Call Me Garo, a Border Chief poem. And the author winner was Elizabeth Acevedo for the poet.
I told
you, so you
yeah.
up the award. For illustrator awards, there were two honors. One was for Diego Ramirez for When Angels Sing, the story of Rock Legend Carlos Santana by Martin Luther. And another honor for Leo Espinosa for Island Born by Juno Diaz. And then the illustrator winner was Yuli Morales for Dreamers, which she also wrote.
So the Robert F. Silver Informational Book Award for the most distinguished informational book for children. It has 5 honors, I believe, if I'm counting that right. So When Angels Sing by Michael Behan, We Are Grateful by Tracy Sorrell, The Unwanted Stories of the Syrian Refugees by Don Brown, Spooked by Gail Jarrow, Camp Panda by Catherine Themesh, and the winner was The Girl Who Drew Butterflies.
Maybe you should check out Camp Panda, one of the Annie books.
Yeah, the Annie books.
I love Spooked is about the War of the Worlds broadcast.
Oh, that's awesome. They made a children's informational book about that.
Yeah.
So many people lost their minds when they heard that. I've heard that story.
Yeah, it's
I
a
love
cool
that
story.
Story.
I've read We Are Grateful by Tracy Carroll, which is sort of a nice alternative for a Thanksgiving story, because it's not really about Thanksgiving celebration, like the one, it's about how they give thanks throughout the year. Up is the Stonewall Book Award, given annually to English language children's and young adult books of exceptional merit relating to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender experience. There were 2 winners. This is the only time in the awards. So, one of the honors is Pictures in the Light by Kelly Loy Gilbert, and the other honor is Ivy Aberdeen's Letter to the World by Ashley Greenberg, who was talked about on the show. And then the 2 winners, one is a picture. One is a middle grade chapter book. So the winner that's a chapter book is Hurricane Child by Karen Callender. And the picture book winner is Julian as a Mermaid by Jessica Lyons, which is a very good book.
I might get that one. Yeah, I love it. One is the Theodore Susan Award. Distinguished book for beginning readers. They are 4 honors. Tiger vs. Nightmare by Emily Petrie. King and Kyla and the Case of the Lost Tooth by Dory Milstead Butler. Fox and Chick, The Party and Other Stories by Sergi Rivière. The Adventure of Otto C. Pip Flap by David Cooper. Oh, and the winner is The Fox and Tiger by Corey R. Tubbs. There are 2 related to foxes and 2 related to tigers in this little section.
Popular creatures. Fox the Tiger looks really cute. I love Tiger vs. Tiger and Fox the Tiger. They're really cute. They're both graphic novel early reader. Sunny and Tiger vs. Nightmare. Well, they're both. They're both sweet and they're both funny. It's a win-win. So the next category is the William C. Morris Award for a debut book published by a first-time author writing for teens. And this is a category where they announce the finalists farther in advance. Most of the awards, they just announce the winners the day of. Whereas this category, they announce the finalists and then they announce the winner on the day of the awards ceremony. So the finalists that were not the ultimate winner were Bloodwater Paint by Joy McCullough, Check Please by Gozi Ukazu, Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi, and What the Night Sings by Vesper Stamper. Vesper Stamper is also coming to the book festival this year.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, that book sounds really good. And then the winner was Darius the Great Is Not Okay by Adib Khurram, which also sounds wonderful. I'm excited to read that one.
So the YALSA Award for Excellence in Nonfiction for Young Adults, where the winner was The Unwanted Stories of Syrian Refugees by Dawn Brown. We saw that one more other time on this list somewhere.
Yeah. And then there were a couple affiliate awards that were also announced today. One is the Asia Pacific Islander Award for Literature. And they have the picture book winner was Drawn Together by Min Lee, illustrated by Dan Senpai. The children's literature winner was Front Desk by Kelly Yang. And the young adult literature award winner was Darius the Great Is Not Okay by Adib Khurram.
Yeah.
I've read the picture book, and I have the
The other one is the Sydney Taylor Book Award for Young Readers, All of a Kind Family, Hanukkah, by Emily Jenkins, illustrated by Paul Zielinski. For Young Readers, it's a Sweet, the Story of a Girl and Her Sister, by Jonathan Oxier. What the Night Sings, by Vesper Stanford.
The last affiliate award that was announced today was the American Indian Youth Literature Award. One was a picture book called Salmon Boy in English, and I don't know how to pronounce it.
That's a lot of letters that I don't know how to say.
I bet there's a pronunciation guide in the book in front of me. The Middle School Award went to Tales of the Mighty Pocket, and the Young Adult Award went to Hashtag Not Your Princess, Voices of Native American Women, which is an excellent book. It's like very...
Throwing some shade at Disney, I see. I approve. I approve of that.
It's a really beautiful book, which has stories and poems and artwork celebrating Native American women and their voices and their struggles and their successes. Fantastic. Those are the award winners for this year. I was very happy with the list. Fill up your to-read list with some award winners. We're just about out of time for today. But we hope everybody has a great week and reads lots of good books.
Bye.
Happy reading. Books with you.
Emily was kind enough to give us the time we have to gush about Wings of Fire, which I do often. I am on the 10 more. This would be the 12th. The 12th book of the entire series. Not counting the extra books that I have, I didn't know about. Like shorts.
Oh, that's cool. Get your dragon fill. I know some people have listened to the show before and haven't heard me talk about Wings of Fire, but for those that are listening for the first time, don't forget what Wings of Fire is about. We'll give them a sort of introduction to the series.
So in the very first book, there are five dragons who have been kept under a mountain their entire life and raised there because they're supposed to be sheltered and they're supposed to stop a civil war between one of the tribes of dragons known as the Sandwings that live in the desert. And so one day they break out and decide they're going to stop the war.
Is the world that they take place in? Because you said the dragon world. Does it feel like it's set on planet Earth?
Or does it feel like it's set on planet Earth because there are humans there. But you have to like read between the lines to figure out the things they call scavengers. Actually, are humans. I read a Q&A from the author that humans aren't aware of how intelligent the dragons are, and the dragons are aware of how
intelligent
the humans are.
Yeah, I'm curious because dragons are probably or dwarves. I don't know if any of the dragons make sense. Because I know there's like different dragons there.